in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was any.
From the heart of Broadway, here on the story downtown, Cape Girardeau, it's Podzilla After Dark here on Podzilla 1985 Network. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is February 22nd. It's 2-2-2.
We stuttering? Did you stutter?
That was 2-2-2. Yeah, 2-2-2.
You sound like you're stuttering.
Oh, 2-2-2. Stuttering.
Now I can't even tell.
18. And we got a good show for you tonight. Maybe here here with me. Did I say my name?
No.
Oh, God. Differing opinions already. Just in case.
No, you did not say your name.
I'm Shannon. I'm the host. My co-host tonight, Jess Campbell down at the end of the table.
Hey!
Lindsay Wolfgang to my right.
My Bergamite just evolved into an Avalug.
That's great, because I almost called you the wrong name.
Awesome!
So, I still got pro wrestling and scripting on the brain.
Certain people sit
in certain ways.
Uh-huh.
That's the nicest thing she could say. And I almost called you Allie, too. Jesus. Mandy, to my left.
Someone has a certain female on his brain right now.
Yes,
clearly.
And her name is Lust. Hi, Mandy.
Hi.
So before the show, we were talking about Full Metal Alchemist because the movie just came out on Netflix. And my question to you guys, first off, is are you not tired of yellow washing in movies?
Oh.
Hey.
I'm not going to answer that question.
Why is no one answering my question?
Because that was one of the biggest complaints from the Japanese audience.
Is that there was all Asians?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I get the complaint because FMA is legitimately, like, the main characters of FMA is supposed to be Germany, is the allegory.
Yeah, I was going to say, so if they can complain, and by they, I mean nerds, if they can complain about, like, what was the...
Death Note.
When Death Note came out, whitewashing, everybody was upset that, you know, But see... In Death Note, they changed the setting and the characters.
Yeah.
He wasn't the same character just with a white actor. He was a different character based on that
the
character.
The actor also wasn't white.
Well, that's true, but you know what I'm saying. He wasn't Japanese.
Right.
Well, now you have Full Metal Alchemist where the characters themselves were not Japanese and you have Japanese people playing them. So the rules are changed though, right? Because it's a Japanese production. Where are the rules anymore is what I'm trying to say.
I legitimately was thinking that the other night. I was like, didn't like Death Note get hella stuff for this?
Uh-huh.
But then
same thing.
And Ghost in the Shell.
Like the closest one that could have been Japanese is Roy, like in the series.
Yeah.
Because he's from Shing, technically.
Are you?
Anime, yeah.
Well,
Lindsay.
So he's not, which I think
can you
is their, like,
this?
It's been a long time since I watched FMA.
Are you questioning my knowledge?
whoa, Mandy, calm down. Calm down.
You did not.
I just want to know if I'm going to end up crying over a certain death again.
No.
I didn't.
Okay.
Honestly, Steven and I would like laugh and predict. And like, I was like, I think I'm so numb because I've seen this
so
many
times
that I'm just numb now.
In complete fairness, there's no funeral scene.
Okay.
And that's.
But they changed something else which kind of jerks your heart a little bit.
Okay, I'll have to keep an eye on
it. I was going
to
ask, how closely does this follow the anime manga?
Don't think about the anime. Think of the concept of the anime.
Yeah, see, that's why I think I love this movie. Because I never watched the anime. I watched some of the anime, but not all of it.
Yeah, as long as you know like the basic concept of like alchemy and who is who.
The Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah.
And all that. Yeah.
The gummy bear, where it looked like a piece of gummy to me.
Yeah, no, that was terrible. It's one of those things, like the movie was... They wanted to try and make a movie where you don't have to have seen either anime or read any manga to really understand it, but you absolutely do. Because they try to pull
know who they are or what's
they try to pull elements from the 03 version and Brotherhood, and the Brotherhood kind of follows the manga almost shot for shot.
Yeah.
So you have like elements of both in this really disjointed nightmare of a story that they tried to Frankenstein together.
But I thought the story of Brotherhood, all right, I'm dumb when it comes to Full Metal. I thought the Full Metal story and Brotherhood were almost the exact same.
Up to a point. Because the original series, the comic was not done yet.
Right.
So they kind of did what they wanted after a point.
Okay.
Brotherhood fast forwarded through that beginning part that was the comic because you already watched it, and then they finished following the comic out.
Okay.
Basically, the death that she's referring to, after that.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, I'm not going to say the name.
I know who it is.
Okay. Yeah. After that point, that's when the two stories diverge.
In the originals.
Yes. In like the 03 and Brotherhood.
What about this one?
Oh, in this one, it's not following either one. It's just kind of pulling stuff from both of them.
Yeah. It legitimately, you'll be like, this is straight out of the manga. Mm-hmm. Like, you will, like, see the scene and, like they literally just took that picture and made it real in certain parts. And then other parts, you're like,
where did you get this?
Where the fuck did the fuck?
Where the fuck
shit
did the fuck?
Yes. I watched it. My best friend Steven lives in St. Louis, and we watched this series together. So we talked on the phone the whole time.
Wait, so Mesmer, I'm assuming, right?
Yes.
Okay. So and you're sitting on couches in two different cities.
Yes.
On the phone going, did you just see that?
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you hit we play did, at the exact same time?
Yes. I could hear his, and it was lined up perfectly with mine.
Jesus.
That's hilarious. Brilliant,
which is great, because back in, like, the old day, I had cable and he had satellite, so I would always be like 4 seconds ahead. So I'd be like, shit! And he'd be like, what? Shit! It's so funny. But we got it on cue this time. But we would be like, what the fuck? What? And we'd just be stumbling like, why the fuck did they do that? And like, cause there is some parts you're like, what? And they like switch two characters reversal in a part.
Okay.
Which is really cool on like, who did this? And then this person looks like the bad guy.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Everybody else is like, what the fuck did she
just
say?
No, that's fine. Cause I want to watch it.
But well, I guess it really only makes sense to me if you've seen all of the anime to know.
Which I have.
Yeah. So you'll know like the
reverse. Oh my God. Okay.
There's also a couple of characters that are outright missing. And I think honestly, had, one character in particular not been missing, I wouldn't have disliked this movie near as much.
Wait, you mean, so one of the characters that are missing made you like it more?
No.
No, opposite. They needed to be in it for him to like it.
Is it Scar's not in it?
Scar's not
in
it. Neither is Armstrong.
Which really upsets me.
Wait, Armstrong's not in it? Even
Armstrong.
I
no!
Armstrong.
Yeah.
You just broke
Lindsay. What I don't get, cause Scar.
I love Armstrong.
I do too.
And Scar is such like
I
a huge
the whole
plot
Armstrong
point.
Family.
Which one was Scar?
The guy with the X on his face that murdered him with his hand.
Yeah.
One of my major issues was they cram Winry down your throat.
Winry's in every scene that she could possibly be.
Like, every fucking scene.
And
goes
scenes
on.
That she shouldn't have. Shouldn't
yay!
Be
in.
Yeah.
In other words, she paid more money to get more scenes.
I guess.
I don't think
that's
how Hollywood works.
Agents might.
I mean, maybe.
I think they really wanted to kind of, like, force the whole, like, relationship thing.
I gotcha.
Just to her and Edward, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
But were they actually a couple in the anime?
They finish at
the
end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I'll like this movie a lot just because I don't have as much of it. It's like, what was that movie? Avatar?
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't seen it, but I assume I would like it more than Jesse because Jesse hated that movie. As
he watched
did
the
most
series.
People.
No, if you watch Avatar: The Last Airbender, the movie,
right?
If you watch that film, you will dislike it because it is a bad movie.
Well, but I won't dislike it for the same reasons that
is correct.
Disliked
you,
it.
You and right. I will have like we'll have different reasons for disliking it,
right?
But
it's I think it's like Ghostbusters. You know, people that just watch the new Ghostbusters probably don't. Give it dislike it at all. Well, unless you're a man, because ain't no bitch gonna be busting no ghosts. We'll watch it and we'll let you know how it goes. I think
like,
it'll be fun.
I want to watch it again.
I like Jim and the Holograms. Lindsay didn't like it.
Correction. I liked it as a film on its own. I did not like it as a Jim and the Holograms movie.
Because all I know about Jim and the Holograms is that's from the 80s. It has bad animation and the worst songs you've ever heard.
Oh,
they
Lindsay.
I've
never seen her look so sad before.
Any band. How long was Jim and the Holograms on for? How many years?
It was 3 seasons. I think it was only 2 years.
2 years. Was there a time span in the story that they passed, or was it just whatever? Because I believe, if I'm correct.
I mean, it had a timeline, but it didn't really have like
years
a
set.
Yeah.
Because I think let's say if it was 2 years,
uh-huh.
It was 2 years of their lives.
Yeah.
Any band that puts out 422 songs in 2 years,
holy shit,
has to be the worst fucking band
holy
in history.
There weren't
or
that
the
many
greatest.
Songs.
There were like 6 songs per episode. And it was like
no,
30 seconds.
There
apart.
Were 3 songs per episode, and they range from a minute and a half to like a minute to a minute and a half.
But that's like the main part of it. So how do you
the
just
whole
end?
Point, the whole point of the cartoon was they were going with music video technology, but doing it in a cartoon because no one had done it before.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, that's
but the, when the songs
it's
are just
real
like,
dated when they start bringing in, look, we're going to use this new barcode technology.
Oh, or when the songs are just like, it's like candy, candy
that's
for
not,
20
no.
seconds. That's one of the songs.
No, it isn't.
Candy, candy.
No, it's not. There are no songs about candy.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Candy. Yeah, she's heard it too.
Aaron Carter sings that one, but it's from somebody else.
It's, no.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with Jim and the Holograms.
All right, so today was a pretty interesting day, especially for us here in Missouri.
Yeah.
Because was it our governor?
yeah.
He went to jail today.
Yeah,
well, he
fill
didn't go
me
to jail.
In on this, because I've been at work all day.
Well, he was
taken
into custody.
I don't know what
he
happened.
Was. He was indicted and then...
For invasion of privacy.
Yes.
Now, I heard this from
Felony invasion of privacy.
I heard this from Big Lee. And I like Big Lee. I don't know if I can, if he's 100% accurate on it. And I didn't read the whole story because I've been working my ass off today trying to clean this fucking store. So you let me know how much of this is true or not. That he apparently was indicted for invasion of privacy because he took pictures of one of his ex-mistresses or something. And, she wasn't aware and she didn't provide consent or something like that.
Well, the whole, like, I mean, you're close. Like my understanding of it is like there's a scandal going on right now with an affair that he had.
Right. This has been news for a while.
Yeah. And he tried to get blackmail on her to keep her from, talking about it.
Well, that sounds real dirty.
Oh my God.
And he got caught.
Good.
Yeah.
So, he got caught real bad. Their only hope is to somehow get the evidence thrown out. I say there, like, as in Greitens. Greitens' only hope is that the evidence gets thrown out. That's what the lawyers are trying to do. If they can't get the evidence thrown out, then Greitens is in a lot of trouble.
Or may not be. In this political climate now, who the fuck knows? When you have a president that brags about, like, sexual misconduct on tape and wins the election, then who the fuck knows anymore? It's upside down now.
The difference to that is like he did definitely talk about that, but he didn't give any specific name.
He didn't get
no
caught
names
doing
came forward.
It. Right.
And yeah, like it very much could have been like that was just, you know, him being a piece of shit human versus
he does
like,
that often.
Yeah,
he's good at it
versus like this where like, you know, there's actual evidence of him doing like worse than piece of shit human things.
We're proud to be Missourians on this day. If we weren't already. Lindsay is from Pennsylvania, as is Mandy.
Yep.
I'm from Illinois originally. So what's your excuse, Jesse? Where do you claim?
I claim Colorado.
I was going to say, he's
home of the Rockies.
I lived there. It's fine.
You got dual citizenship here and in Colorado.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I just claim Colorado.
Oh. So that's all we know about that, but that'll be fun to watch. I know a lot of people in the group chat are happy about it because I don't think anyone liked Greitens.
No.
Does anybody like Greitens? I don't like his name.
Why would anybody like Greitens? He's actively trying to make birth control is only eligible now, or what he's working towards. You can only get birth control if it's to treat a hormone disorder.
Excuse me?
Oh, as if we don't pay enough. Let's just
that's what Greitens is trying to push.
So,
right
so
now.
You mean insurance wise?
Like I mean,
paid for birth control. Like I'm assuming he can't outlaw birth control in Missouri.
He's saying that it can't be prescribed
unless
that's
what I mean.
It's yeah.
But someone could go buy.
But it has nothing to do with insurance. No, because I mean there are multiple.
You can buy condoms still.
Well, you can.
I mean, generally, birth control you have to have a prescription to get.
Not condoms.
Right. I'm talking about the actual pill.
I know.
Okay.
Okay, but you're making it sound like it's impossible to get birth control in Missouri, which to me sounds like such a.
That's not what I'm saying.
It both sounds so outlandish as it's impossible and also completely possible in, again, this political climate.
Okay, like, I guess it may be personal information you guys don't want to share, but Mandy Lindsay, I know, are either of you, both of you have prescriptions, right?
At one point in time.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Okay, but, like, it's expensive if you don't have insurance and, like, you have to go to the doctor once a year.
Well, I understand.
If you don't have a doctor.
But if you're not explicitly trying to treat a hormone disorder that requires the pill, then you can't be prescribed.
Yeah, which is
not
stupid.
Not just,
then you're making it sound like it's going to be outlawed in Missouri.
Technically.
And that to me, again, just sounds like there's no way in hell that would ever be a thing.
But that is something
but
that Greitens
same
is
time,
actively pushing
for.
It's so
like
stupid, and a male
thing.
Should not have a fucking opinion on that. Yeah.
And there are certain hospitals, like St. Francis, here in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Last I heard, and I haven't, you know, confirmed this, they will no longer prescribe birth control.
But they're also a private hospital.
Yeah, they're a private hospital. They can do whatever they want. And yeah, they're going to try and stick with this plan. So they are only prescribing birth control to fix hormone disorders.
So what is... Never mind.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just confused on what you mean by a hormone disorder. Like my cramps giving me pain and wanting me to stay in bed for an entire day.
That's all nature, homie.
I feel like I'm going to, my insides are ripping themselves out.
That's God.
Yeah, that's God at work.
That's God's nature.
Cool. So then I'll hit them in the balls so you can stay in bed all day and know the pain.
Yeah, well,
we don't need to get hit in the balls and we'll stay in bed all day.
Yeah, you can't call in though. You got to show up to work as your insides are ripping themselves out. It's fine.
Look, we all.
And you can't have a pill to help you. That's fine.
Mandy. Manny, Jesse and I aren't making these laws.
We're very much on your side.
Yeah, well, I think the people that are trying to make these laws, let the males of them be in a female body for like a year.
Right.
And deal with it.
It's not like I was like, hey, God, I'd like to bleed 7 days a week for most of my life.
I don't trust none that bleeds for 7 days and don't die.
That is funny, though.
But yeah, no, that's legitimately something Greitens is pushing for because he's an asshole.
What? Get and stay in jail. You an ass fuck. I'm so pissed right
get
now.
Get ass fucked.
I
Jesus.
Stay in jail. I don't even care.
Somebody prescribe her some hormone pills. She's clearly out of control.
Let me talk about Full Metal Alchemist or something again. It makes me happy. I'm so done. No, I just, never mind. My day was done the other day. I'm fine.
I don't know what's happening over here. She's gone nuts.
Yeah.
Sir, I'm addressing this to you because your friend is clearly hysterical.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, like, I hope that wouldn't become law in Missouri, but at the same time, it's Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you're going to have a lot of uprisings, though, if that is the case.
Well, not now, with Greitens, like, maybe going to jail.
Good.
Yeah.
I hope he stays forever.
The problem is, though, like, we still have, like, we're a very red state. A very red state. It's kind of like, this is actually our first Republican governor in a while. But outside of that, Congress, like our state Congress, the state reps, it's all very Republican. For example, that whole like bullshit with, you no longer need a permit to conceal carry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That made it through Congress, got vetoed by Nixon, and then went back to Congress and passed.
So tricky dick. Help us out a little bit.
Jay Nixon. It's a different Nixon.
Oh shit. I thought you meant Richard Nixon for some reason. I was like, what tricky dick do?
No. Jay Nixon was our governor before Greitens.
I thought, man, that's an old bill.
I know. That's what I was like. I was
in the same boat as you.
I was like, this recently just happened. So how did we go to Richard Nixon?
Nope. Jay Nixon.
Boy, there's a moment.
Shows how much I pay attention to politics here.
Here at PZ85, we are very involved in local politics.
Very on the scene.
Fuck that.
Well, in other news that's going to make you upset today.
Oh, good. I'm already ready.
It's one of those days. Of course, last Thursday, we had the unfortunate honor of talking about the Parkland shooting. Mm-hmm. And that's still been going on. I actually avoided Facebook for an entire weekend, probably 3 or 4 days. Other than the group chat was the only thing I did. And I did not get on Facebook. I I posted stuff. If people said something to me directly, like on Facebook, I checked it out.
Yeah,
but I didn't go to my home feed. Mm-hmm. And I'd hoped by today that would be gone.
Nope.
For the most part, it is. Mm. Like, some people have gone back to just posting memes and cat videos, which is great. It's what everybody loves.
Yeah.
But, I did read two things today. One was from the NRA head, Wayne LaPierre, which, by the way, how the fuck do so many Republicans and conservatives follow a guy named LaPierre? That just sounds like how is this not like a French spy sent over here to fuck us over?
Now, he probably pronounces it something like crazy, like Lapier.
Lapier.
Lapras?
like
I
Rafe,
would rather have a Lapras.
Like right?
Ray Fiennes. Or Brett Favre. Fucking get Favre from Favre. No, I want you to explain it to me now.
Favre?
Listen, I still don't know.
Or Ray Fiennes, Ralph.
What?
Ralph.
What did you say?
Rafe. His name's Rafe Fiennes.
That was like when people were calling the kids Stefan. I was just like, when it used to be Stephen, and then they started doing Stefan.
Stefan.
Yeah, I was about to say like, Stefan.
Yeah. I don't know.
Elizabeth.
Yep.
Elijah.
Aaron.
Virginia. That's Balake. My favorite one on PQ. That's one of my favorite skits.
But he did, and I don't want to spend too much time talking about this, I promise, but I just have to mention it, that he did say that he's warning people today at the CPAC, which is the big conservative get together that they're doing right now. And he said that we're in danger of, you know, losing our spots because it's an election year. If Democrats take control back, say goodbye to your Second Amendment rights, they're going to take your guns.
Such BS.
How many times can people fall for the same lie?
Nope.
I don't understand how so many people are like holding on to their guns right now going, they ain't getting my guns. They don't want your fucking guns.
I like to see them try.
We got better guns.
One thing
government has guns that you ain't even heard of yet.
That's true.
Have you heard of the noisy cricket? They're developing it
it's,
right
it's
now.
So little though. How it could just, it possibly be so
it
good?
Blows apart cities, Mandy.
Oh.
No.
Can
like,
I take that to the never mind. Probably shouldn't say
that. You should not say that in this climate. No. Bad idea.
Yeah, the fucking NRA propaganda machine is just
it's full force.
It's incredible.
Right now.
Yeah. And you know, like people, listen, I know some of you out there, there's probably a couple that are listening that are like, oh my God, here the turbo libs at it again.
Here we
the
go again.
The NRA is for our rats. No, they're not. They want your money.
Yeah.
That's all they want from you.
It's,
yeah,
it's,
I get to hear that from several parties at my store.
I do too.
Yeah, me too. And you know, like,
I've stopped trying to, yeah.
Yeah, my job, like, I am surrounded by, like, Republicans.
I want to point out again for the people listening that both Mandy and Jesse both own guns.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My roommate owns guns. This is not a anti-gun establishment.
My family owns lots of guns.
Yes, they do.
My dad's got like 3 gun cabinets in the house alone. I don't know what he's got in the garage.
And surprising amount of dildos.
What?
Your family. Your family has a surprising amount of dildos.
Okay.
Shannon found a secret room that Lindsay never found.
No, Lindsay found it and told me the story.
Oh.
And the silence is her condemnation.
I know. I was like, she's not making any crude looks at Shannon, so this must be real.
Right, exactly.
Because she's just keeping her eyes downcast
at
it.
How's that Pokemon going?
So in my mind, you opened up a room, and there's like a fucking fog machine. So like, it just kind of rolls out.
Oh,
lights.
Drawer.
There's lights not a everywhere.
There's people chained to the wall.
Oh, God. This isn't Bob's Dungeon.
That's the show Fox didn't pick up. Bob's Dungeon. But anyway, this is not an anti-gun table. So when we speak out against the NRA, it's not because we have an anti-gun agenda. It's because like the NRA is just they're terrible.
Yeah, no, the NRA is awful. Like they are a business.
Yeah,
they have stock in you buying guns. They do not give a fuck how many people are killed by guns every year.
Right,
because that means more people buys guns.
What they're trying to do is they are trying to take the attention away from this tragedy. And so you will forget it. They're trying to upset you about something else. So you'll forget that people died and that there is legitimate reason to talk about gun reform. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to boil up your blood. And it's working. It's already working. I'm sure the sheep at the CPAC were just clapping. If sheeps can clap. I don't. Sheeps. Sheep. Sheeps. Sheep. Sheep.
Sheep.
Sheep.
Thank you. They put their hooves together.
Clickety click. Oh God, they sound like Ugandan knuckles. That's the party
oh
I want to be a part of.
Clap for the queen.
Oh my God. I work with high schoolers and I'll.
I am
no DeWay.
I am pro DeWay.
No!
As long as I don't have to look at it, I don't mind hearing it.
Oh, what's wrong with looking at it? He's so cute.
He's so weird.
He is really weird looking.
Yeah. In a good way.
No.
No.
I like him.
No.
He'd be the mascot for the show if they hadn't got to him first.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
So, yeah. It's also important to mention, while we are not anti-gun, we are, I think it's safe to say everybody at this table is pro-gun control.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think any sensible person is pro-gun control.
You'd think.
Yeah. I don't know what people
I know people
want.
That I think are sensible that are still like, well, I don't know about putting any more restrictions on my guns.
Well, you mean I can't have a 9th assault rifle?
Is if you are a normal person and you're getting things in the correct means, so you have to wait a little longer. Order it sooner.
I don't understand why. Like, I mean, I get it.
I'm trying to get that logic.
It's like the people that are going to go hunting and they're like, oh, I got to go get my license the day you're going to go hunting. You don't do that.
No, I get your
this
point.
This from the person that wasted the last minute to do her taxes.
I still haven't done
that. I don't do that often anymore.
You don't, to be fair. And I do too. So it's not like I'm indefensible.
The only reason I haven't done mine is I'm still slightly terrified I'm going to owe this year.
The only reason I haven't done mine is I forgot. And since I still don't have insurance, I'm like, who gives a shit?
Yep. You know?
Fair enough. But no, like I do get Lindsay's point. Like, who needs a gun like immediately? Like, I can't think of any reason why I need a gun right this second.
Hello, I need a gun right now. Why? No reason.
Like, what do you, like, yeah, unless you have procrastinated, it's like, oh, we're going hunting tomorrow.
There's a good video that Dalton showed me today about, I don't remember his name. It's like Hotstetter. He's a redheaded comedian. Kind of looks like Mike Branham. Hmm. And he's great. He's very funny. I like his stuff. But he went to like a Las Vegas show, and it took him 2 minutes to buy a gun. at a Las Vegas gun show. Not only that, but he, since he wasn't a resident, he couldn't buy the gun. He,
and wasn't his ID out of...
Yeah, it was out of state. So,
well, I saw one that their ID was expired.
No, this is a different one.
Okay.
This one was, like, they did this on purpose to see if they could get it. And even though he was out of state, he got his... Speaking in front of the people selling it, got his friend to buy it, gave him the money. His friend bought the gun. It took 2 minutes to get it. And then the rest of the skit was him trying to buy a house, which takes up to 12 days with cash, takes 12 days to buy a house. Rent an apartment takes like 7 days. It's easier to buy a gun. And he couldn't even get into a restaurant. He called the restaurant and said, I'm open carry. You guys support that? They're like, yeah, that's not a problem. So he walks in with like a dog and he leaves. He's like, they don't allow dogs, but they do allow guns. And it's, I told Dalton, he's like, I can't believe this. I said, yeah, homie, the Constitution gives you a right to bear arms, not a right to have a house.
Or there's, a dog, apparently.
There's nothing in the Constitution that says you have a right to a roof over your head. Isn't that crazy? We can't, we don't guarantee our citizens the rights to have
Why
homes,
do you think there's
so but
many
we do
homeless
give them
people?
Guns.
There's the whole, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness and property or something like that. I don't remember. I'm butchering the crap out of that.
Yeah, I think you're adding that last part.
Yeah, property's not
I do
in
remember
there.
Property being
life,
in
liberty,
one of them.
And the pursuit of happiness.
Maybe I'm thinking of Ron Swanson. He had, I think he put property in there.
Oh, that was a thing today. Did you hear about that?
No.
The NRA sent out a thank you gift to like the supporters of the NRA, and it was a gift of Leslie Knope from Parks and Rec saying thank you. And the creator of Parks and Rec sent the NRA, I think it was a tweet that said, hey, you know.
Don't use our stuff.
Please don't use our stuff to support your pro slaughter business. Also, Amy Poehler doesn't have Twitter, but she just texted me and wanted me to tell you guys to fuck off. And then people were like, okay, but Ron Swanson would support it. And then Offerman was like, no, you guys are pieces of shit.
Yes, I saw his. I follow his. Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, no, even Ron Swanson would not, like, he is for having guns in the government to stay out of his business, but he would not be for the NRA.
Yeah, it's, cause the NRA is just, think of it like business government.
Yeah,
it's just as evil.
Cause I mean, he is, you know, libertarian, super pro-capitalist, but he's still, he might actually respect the NRA.
Like, I'm not a fan of the government either, by the way. Like, I don't like the government. I don't like a two-party system. I think there's lots of problems.
I mean, I think there's lots of problems with the government. I like government.
I think there's a lot of problems with America.
There's a lot of problems with our government. There's a lot of problems with every government.
Not Canada.
They have problems.
No. Press start to join. Josh, Alan. tell Jesse.
I'm sure they have some problems. I can't think of any right now, but I am sure there are some.
Avril Lavigne.
That's not a government.
Dang, they have lights, though,
that's
so that counts
Canada.
As anything
that
bad.
That is from Canada.
Nickelback?
I was about to say, like, why are you going Avril Lavigne and not Chad Kroeger?
Because I like Nickelback more. Avril Lavigne has 3 songs that I like.
That's fair.
And I can name them. Nobody's Home.
Skater Boy?
You don't like Skater Boy?
Yeah.
Complicated?
Play it out.
Complicated is the
Complicated
one.
Is pretty good, but that's too early.
Nobody's girlfriend, Home. Girlfriend, boyfriend song or whatever.
I'm With You.
Oh, that's
I like
a good
that
one.
Song.
Hey, you, I'm like a girlfriend. Yeah.
Damn right, I'm the motherfucking princess. The first time I heard that, I was like, she said the F word.
And then you made it my entrance music on wrestling.
I did. Remember when you got the new computer and I set it up for you and then I put the background image as like gay yaoi anime
yeah,
pictures?
Yeah, I laughed at you a lot.
I do a lot of things. Because
you know that Shannon had to Google it.
I did. No, I already had to say it.
I don't. Yeah, you took Ray and Nagisa from Free is what you put on there. Because
she likes Free, so I looked up like free gay porn, and boy, that was a mistake. I'm still sorting through videos. It's a lot of it online.
Is that what all your pop-ups are now?
It's just like, every time I get on, when I get on Facebook, all my news articles are about gay porn.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like they know. The other thing that I was going to bring up that's going to make you mad. This is actually what I wanted to talk about. Other than Lindsay had like people have we get it. That's a bad thing. So what's the obvious answer? Video games. Because today Donald Trump criticized video games.
Really?
Saying that he's heard that they're so realistic now and they're shaping young men's minds. And that's part of the problem. Not guns, not mental health, but that video games are the problem. And again, we going back to this well.
I was about to say, haven't we had by this point multiple independent studies debunking that theory entirely?
Seriously.
But the problem with that is, I kind of wish Allie was here right now because we watched an episode of Adam Knows Ruins Everything. Mm-hmm. It should be Adam Knows Everything. Where he talked about studies and how, you know, how fucked up that whole industry is. like, because people will pay for studies in the hopes of or to purchase the opinion that their narrative is correct. So even though there are many, many studies that absolutely say this is ridiculous, there's at least one, I can guarantee you, that says games cause it.
Oh, absolutely.
And that is the study that the people that want to believe it will attach themselves to.
You know, that's why you've got to look for independent studies, and even independent studies, you have to look for who paid for it.
Right.
And that's why, you know, you find independent studies, usually those are going to be as unbiased as possible. But yeah, you got to look at sample size and who paid for it, because you will find people that have paid for studies like sugar. The sugar industry has paid for so many studies there for a long time, like especially the war, like sugar versus fat.
Yeah, because the that was another thing they did, was that sugar, you know, basically paid for all these studies and bought the industry and convinced America that fats were bad.
Yep.
And that sugar was okay. Yeah, when in reality, sugar is terrible.
Yeah.
In almost every way. The only way sugar is not terrible is that it's delicious.
That is accurate.
I consume way too much of it.
You do. I'm over here eating roasted vegetables.
And I'm over here eating dark chocolate with sea salted caramel.
She literally has like one of those hoagie sandwiches and it's covered in Tootsie Rolls.
No, it's not.
Why do you think Tootsie Rolls? Tootsie Rolls in like forever.
Nobody said Tootsie Rolls in forever. Nobody likes Tootsie Rolls. No, I liked them when they came out.
Right? I like the fruit flavored ones.
Oh, the fruit flavored ones are
good. If you hand those out at Halloween, you're trash.
Yeah, you're garbage.
So that just upsets me.
Might as well just play that song too.
Again.
I guess I'm one of those.
Let me see that Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll.
The fruit-flavored Tootsie Rolls are great. The chocolate ones, the chocolate-like candies are bad, in my opinion. I don't like the chocolate
They're
Tootsie Rolls.
They're just boring.
They look like fecal matter.
Yes, you yes, know? They do.
But not good.
Not good.
Back to the topic.
What was the topic?
Video
again?
Games.
Oh, yeah, video games.
As someone that works in a video game store, Jesse, you and I both.
Yeah.
And Lindsay at one time.
Yes.
Mandy, maybe?
No.
Your brother, though.
Yeah. Let me You're just channel from my inner that. Brother.
Right. We've been around the video game industry for a long, long time. In industry. And we have played video games our entire lives.
That I can comment on.
Yeah. And I've played some of the most violent games possible. Literally have never wanted to. No, I have. I have wanted to kill a few people. But they
Everybody
really
wants
it.
To kill people.
But we act on it. That's
you
the.
Do
that,
it. Yeah.
I mean, there's, what?
I'm sorry. This is adorable.
I don't.
But.
My salazzle, when you pet it, it gets all happy and then it wiggles.
Okay, so line of the night, my salazzle, when you pet it, gets real happy.
And then it wiggles.
And then it wiggles. Someone put that on a fucking t-shirt.
Oh my God. It's adorable.
See, this is what video games do. It's not violence. It's making Lindsay giggle like she's five.
Because she's wiggling her salazzle. On the air, no less. Disgusting.
It is a lizard fire type Pokemon.
If people that don't know what the fuck Pokemon is right now is going, turn that garbage off. Goddamn sex
filthy.
Podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a Salandit. It will become a salazzle eventually.
Well, thank you for clearing that up.
Salandit would have sounded a lot less dirty.
The salazzle.
Yeah, I know.
It's the azzle.
Look, it's been a long day.
Anyway, so we've all played video games. Some of us are still sane. I can't speak for everybody. Three out of four game players at this table are still relatively normal.
To be fair, I lost my sanity in college, so you should be used to this.
That can happen.
I just want to say I'm real sick of this. I'm sick of the attacks on the game industry. Like, it's not perfect. They also went after movies, of course. They also went after rap music specifically.
Of course.
Well, yeah.
And like, at what point do we just take away all
entertainment
and art, anything that could be creative or like disagree with? I feel like there's a book that maybe talked about this. It was a very popular book, and I'm not going to name that book. I'm going to let Cody name that book tomorrow in group chat, or Hunter. Because they will.
But how the people know?
How will I know?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
The people can do whatever. I don't fucking care.
Okay.
But yeah, no, this is like old hat. Like, this is not.
It goes back to Columbine. When Klebold and the other one, fuck him, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
When they were criticized because they made levels for Doom. That was the thing. Like, yeah. Oh, they found all these Doom levels they made. So the fuck what? I've played Doom since I was a kid. I still play Doom. I have Doom VR at home.
Because wasn't it they made levels for Doom that were like the school so they could plan out their killing?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that was...
Shows, I mean, where did they get...
Talk about some serious planning.
Yeah, I mean, those guys were dedicated.
Yeah.
You know?
But honestly, you don't really need Doom to... Maybe they were doing that just to kind of like, you know, get that, get a little bit of a taste of like, what it was.
Poorly rendered killing of demons.
I guess it's one of those things. Maybe they were just trying to do it to blow off some steam, like to try and,
work through that aggression.
Yeah. So that, so do it in a healthy way, but then, you know, it just kept getting worse and worse at school. So they decided to just, you know, actually do it.
If it wasn't video games, it was Dungeons and Dragons back in the old days. Dungeons and Dragons was ruining everybody's life.
So basically,
life.
If you're a nerd, everything is bad.
If you are creative or if you have like fantasy, I guess, anything like that, yeah, everything is terrible. But I mean, again, study after study shows that that's not a thing. And by the way, I love how everyone ignores the fact that lots of other countries have the exact same stuff we have. They have guns. They have mental health problems. They have video games. Japan doesn't have shootings. And they create most of these video games.
Mm-hmm. They create a lot of, well, nowadays, a lot of their video games are about, like, lonely guys having sex.
Well, you know.
That's a different genre.
It fits the culture.
But anyway.
And they have such hot women, too. That's the weird part. Like, how terrible are Japanese men that they can't. I'm going to stop this conversation.
I think it's a ratio problem.
There's more women to men?
Other way around.
Oh, good, because I was about to get on a train to Japan. Let that one sink in for a second. Jesse got it.
I don't think they've made that train yet.
Okay, good. So, someone else got it.
So anyway, going backwards here, but yeah, no, like it's that Onion article. Like I really like the, every time one of these happens, you know, I saw a meme the other day. It was just like, say the thing. Say the thing.
Yeah.
Just looking at the Onion. It's like,
is Bart Simpson in class going to do the I didn't do it?
Yeah.
But it's actually the Onion.
Yep. Say the thing. Say the thing. And, there's no way to stop this. This is the only country where this regularly happens.
Yay! Everybody throws their hands up.
I like the one where they're like, we used to burn witches at the stake when we thought they're witches. Maybe it's just people are garbage.
Maybe we're just shitty creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah, humanity's awful. Like, I'm done. I'm pretty much done with
it. We're very self-destructive, that's for sure.
Pretty much done with this computer, too.
Okay.
What's it doing now?
Well, it's just tonight it's been extra pausey. Like that thing where it stops and then doesn't look like it's recording and then it'll jump ahead. What's going on behind me?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, that's why I finally had to stop using Audacity, because it got to a point where it was never unpausing.
Well, see, I don't think it's Audacity. I think my computer is, it's legitimately getting old at this point. And I
which is sad to say about a laptop that's only 3 years old.
Right, but like when I try to. Not quite 3 years, because I got it right after Allie joined the group, so a little over 2 years.
Okay.
But it's at the point now, like when I open up Chrome, it takes a minute for Chrome to open.
Maybe you need to clean it up.
Well, I don't use this for that gay porn I was talking about, so there shouldn't be anything on here slowing it down. I use my phone for that.
Need you to a solid state drive in that bad boy.
Those are expensive.
Called reformatting?
Not that bad.
Yeah, but I don't want to lose the
nothing. Well, you're going to lose it if you get a new computer.
He's got the Star Wars theme on it,
so
that's really
smart.
Neat.
No, it's not on there anymore.
Aww, wait, what? It doesn't make R2 noises anymore?
I can reset it, I think, but something happened, and I think you can reset it to it, but I don't have it at the moment. Anyway.
Blah, blah, blah.
What you listening to? What song's playing right now? I have to know.
Oh, well, if you have to know, I'm not going to tell you.
You set yourself up for that one.
I'll find out.
It makes me want to dance.
So anything.
That's true. Yeah.
It's country.
Ew.
No.
Ew. Get out. Right now. I'm going to throw this at you.
My boss did agree my store plays way too much country music.
What did you throw?
It was one of the little things from
the Velcro things that I always put.
Okay. We lose those fucking things all the time.
That is bullshit.
We're always losing. No, don't throw more stuff at me. My God.
Straight up bullshit. I don't ever throw anything.
Anyway, so Donald Trump's a trash bird is what I'm trying to say. Video games aren't the problem. Stop blaming video games. Video games did nothing wrong. Video games gave us some of the greatest things we'll ever, like, remember.
Yeah, I mean, like, and if
it gave us Super Mario Brothers.
Yay!
And you're talking about video games being a problem, then you also have to take movies and books off the market.
Yeah, well, as I said, we'll take everything off.
Yeah.
We'll have state-run TV. They'll tell us what we can watch and what we can't. We'll just turn into China.
North Korea.
North China.
Wait a minute.
China-ria.
Ew.
That sounds like a horrible, like, intestinal. Yeah.
And that's all I got on that. I don't know. It upsets me.
There's this anime called Psycho Pass.
I've heard of that.
Have you? Yeah. Have you watched it?
No, but I've heard of
it. It's pretty much like, yeah, like a government like controls like what job you can get and stuff like that.
So it's Futurama where you have your job chip.
Yeah, pretty much.
Futurama was probably more fun.
It's a really interesting anime, though. I really like it.
We're dangerously close to like a country where
they just control us.
Yeah, where the government's. And isn't that the funny part that like the conservatives who are in charge, they keep talking about how, you know, don't let the Democrats in because they'll control you. They'll control us. They'll take away this. They'll do that. When it's in reality, Donald Trump and the conservative party.
Wanting to control everything else.
That's kind of unfair to say the conservative party, because I know a lot of conservatives that do not agree with the people in charge right now. So let's say
conservatives that are in the money pocket.
The Republican Party. Republican sounds better than conservative. You can be conservative and not Republican.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you can't be Republican, not conservative?
That's fairly true. Like, you could be a moderate conservative, but the Republican Party is
conservative. Point is that the Republicans are the ones trying to tell us what's real news and what's fake news. They're the ones trying to tell us what we can and can't watch. Did you hear Florida just labeled porn as a health risk?
I was actually going to bring this up.
Oh, my God.
Because, yeah, going back to – it was one of those things that happened, like, the day that
– the same day as the vote for
– yeah, same day as the vote for assault rifle ban got turned down.
And it wasn't even for banning it. It was for opening discussion about it.
Right.
Because the I think the – whatever was going to end before they get a chance to vote on it. So they're like, okay, well, we need to extend this. So
they
were like,
voted it down.
And they voted it down.
In front of the kids.
The same day they voted it down, they voted that porn is a health risk.
And, yeah, they're going to start working on legislation to increase the education and regulation of porn because it is a health risk. Guns are not a health risk. Porn is.
That's your tax dollars at work, Frylock.
I don't understand that logic. Like, that just... that.
Yeah. Guns dirty don't. Stuff is bad, Jesse.
Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Cocks kill people.
Yeah, apparently.
So then it's like, okay, so we could trust people with guns, but we can't trust people with porn?
So porn addiction is a real thing.
Yeah,
yes.
It is. Sex addiction is a real thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sure it can destroy lives. But how can you tell me that guns aren't the cause of this mental problem, but porn is the cause of this mental problem? That's like saying, like, okay, gun's just a tool. It doesn't kill people. Gun's innocent. Well, then the same fucking thing can be said about video games. The only difference is that the day someone walks into a school and kills 17 people with a PlayStation, I'll sell my PlayStation, maybe.
No.
Probably not. Because that's so fucking ridiculous. But that's so weird. It's like, yeah, so guns are a tool. They're innocent. They do nothing wrong. Video games, on the other hand, now that's the one you got to watch out for. It's the same thing. You're just making up excuses because you don't want to give up your fucking gun.
True.
And honestly, now you're trying to take porn away from me?
Imagine hearing that story like 100 years from now about the high school kid that went through, and it's a tragedy, went through a high school with a goddamn PS4 and started clubbing kids to death.
And
got
17.
Through 17 before he was finally stopped.
Or that guy in the hotel across from the country music concert that killed 59 people with a Switch. Remember that?
Yeah, throwing the Joy-Cons somehow.
Yeah, he had so many Joy-Cons. He's just beaming people with them from up there.
Yeah, no, like.
Sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
Yeah, and just imagine, like, the 300 style movies that we would get about the kid running through the hallways with a PS4.
I'd like to buy this PS4. Why? Don't ask.
Right. You want some games with that? I don't need games.
I don't need games. Yeah. What about the controller? Keep it. Can I get a discount on it though, since I don't need the controller
or the cables? Really? Yeah.
I just need the cables. Those can be useful.
I mean, have you picked up an Xbox One X though? It's heavy.
Yeah, it's true.
They should ban that. That could be a weapon at some point. Let's ban most things. That DS, Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
That looks like
you could stab my eyes out with the stylus.
Yeah. And then just like ram the DS right down her throat.
Yeah. Yeah. Or clock her in the head over and over with it. It's like a little like a brick kinda.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like a brick. We should also outlaw bricks.
We should
Yes, please outlaw bricks.
Straw houses.
Lindsay is pro anti brick.
You see all these straw men we're putting up? It's really fun.
Yeah.
I love putting up straw men.
There was a tweet by either Josh.
Goddamn
or Alan,
Burning Man over here.
And it was like, where's all the people for pro life? Like, you don't want people to have abortions, so what, they out of the womb, it's not your problem, they just die by guns later.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's legit
savage. It's like, it's a long-term plan.
Yeah,
we won't kill the baby in the womb, we'll wait till it gets to 15 and then let nature take its course.
I mean, that's a common just argument just in general against pro-life, because it's not, most of these people aren't actually pro-life, They're just pro-birth.
Yeah.
They want the children to be born, but these are the same people.
But they don't give a shit. The same reason why the system is crap.
Well, I mean, they're the same people that are against welfare. They're against, like, all sorts of social programs to help underprivileged families. They want the child to be born, but once they do, like, well, get a job.
Or the bullshit of, well, up until the point that you're 18, you can't smoke because it's awful and you don't understand. The moment you turn 18, smoke as much as you want. Right. Like, yeah, it's still bad for you, but do what you want. You can't drink till you're 21 because you can't make the, I guess, the decision that you can drink. But the moment you turn 21, we don't fucking care about
you
anymore.
But it's okay that the guy said that 13 and 14-year-old girls can consent to sex. And it's fine.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she was down with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know.
And to bring it back to a more relative to the topic at hand, 21, you can't buy a handgun until the day you turn 21. It's a federal law. You cannot buy a handgun. However, in some states, you can buy a rifle as early as 16.
In Florida, you can buy an assault rifle at 18, and you can buy a handgun at 21. Now, I'm only guessing, and I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing the logic behind that is that you can take a handgun, you can conceal it, you can take it in places, you could kill people with a handgun because it's easier to hide. If you have a rifle, you know, strapped to your back, it's going to be harder to sneak up on people and kill them. That's the only thing I can see, because otherwise that makes no sense. Why would you have to wait to 21 to get a pistol?
Yeah.
And you can get an assault rifle at 18, but you can't drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the same thing. You can join the military at 18,
but you can't
drink. You can go to war
and die at 18, but you can't have your first drop of alcohol.
Yeah. No, it's also
stupid.
What's
wrong with this country?
Like, these ages are so goddamn arbitrary. It doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Did you see the video that went around of the kid in Florida? That I meant to see, like, if somehow this was staged, because it's almost too ridiculous. But basically, so this kid goes around with his mom. He's got a what do you call it? Like a camera on his chest or whatever.
Hidden camera.
Yeah, he's got a hidden camera.
Lapel.
Okay. Sure. Like it's hidden.
Right.
So yeah, he has a hidden camera. And he's walking around. He goes and tries to buy cigarettes. He tries to buy alcohol. The lady straight up laughs at him for asking for alcohol, because this is a 13-year-old kid. It's important. He very much looks like a 13-year-old kid. Gets laughed at for trying to buy alcohol. Like, ladies could not stop laughing. It was kind of funny. Then tries to go and buy lottery tickets. Like, he wants to buy a scratch-off. And the woman just looks at him like, "How old are you, sweetie?" And like, "Oh, no, darling, I can't sell you cigarette or scratch-off tickets. I'm sorry." And it just kind of keeps going with that. And then they go to a gun show. And he pays cash for a shotgun. And walks away with it.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh,
like, they didn't card him. They did nothing. Just he handed them cash. They handed him a shotgun. He walked away.
But don't you have to be carded?
You're supposed to be. But gun shows are
gun shows are seedy as fuck.
I guess so.
They're also blaming the media now for this. They said that the only reason that this happens is because the media glorifies it.
Glorifies it?
Because there's so much coverage of it. The spokeswoman for the NRA said that some media, like companies, love school shootings because of ratings and stuff like that. Which is a very cynical, like, I can't even completely blast that, because I'm sure there are some executives that see profit in misery. I mean, that's just a thing that happens. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to think that most people, their first reaction isn't, "Oh, good, we can really, you know, really milk this for all it's worth." Like, we talked about it last week on this show. But we don't get paid for this, so it's not like we made a dime off of it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I felt like that's something you do need to talk about. You can't ignore these things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, that is like one of the most hardcore cases of pot kettle ever.
Right.
Because nobody profits from school shootings more than the NRA.
Well, again, it's the NRA. It's a smoke screen. They're taking your wallet while they're, you know, showing you this. It's bad.
No, I mean, they like to advertise themselves as, like, they're here for you.
They're pro people.
For the
defense
citizen.
Of the American people.
Yeah.
Who will defend us from the NRA? All right, let's, we got about 10 minutes left. Lindsay, you said this wasn't going to take long. Now I'm going to put you to the test.
Okay.
Why do you sound so sad about it?
I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to.
You playing with your Slazzle again?
No, I'm updating my living Pokedex. Thank you.
Okay. Well, anyway. So, Lindsay asked me about something that we could talk about yesterday, and I actually want to talk about it more than we would, because I thought it would be fun to talk about, like, exercise, because everyone at this table, for the most part, is interested in getting healthier. Some of us eat Tootsie Roll hoagies, but... and wiggle their slazzle in front of boys.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She pets her slazzle and then it wiggles.
Then it wiggles, the big wiggle. But for the most part, we've all been trying to get healthier and more active. Jesse, I know you have been going to the gym quite a bit. Mandy's been going to the gym, kickboxing. I see those videos and on like the.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm following that.
ATA?
Yeah.
Legends?
Yeah. And I don't know why. Someone invited me, and I don't remember who. I think it was Bryant. You remember Bryant Diebold?
Yeah.
I think he invited me to like a long time ago, and then I started seeing you pop up in it. I'm like, wait a minute, that's Mandy.
That's me.
And Mikey.
I love it there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I've, especially with the health scare recently, I've tried to eat better, and I've been like hitting the bag and trying to lift weights softly. I haven't been going nuts because everybody goes, you can't lift.
I got him lighter ones to use today so he doesn't stress.
Because if it was up to me, I'd be lifting like 60, 70s, you know? That's what I would be curling, each hand.
I mean, I could have got you 50s, but
that's probably why I have the hernia.
I was about to say that Henry just going to keep poking out further and further.
He's going
to
shoot out like confetti.
That's a horrible visual.
Let's stop.
Like
I'm just
sitting there lifting, no shirt on because I've gotten buff at this point. And then literally this like Spider-Man's web shoots out of my stomach. It's sentient too, so it wraps around Mandy's throat and tries to drag her into the void that has formed in my stomach.
I would karate chop the shit out of that.
Yeah, I mean it's just intestine.
No, that's disgusting.
That's what the hernia is.
What the hell is the topic of this?
What was it? Hernias?
So it's about exercise and moving past.
Yeah,
so
Lindsay,
I was scrolling Facebook on lunch yesterday, and in my feed popped up 8 disturbing fitness trends, and I was mostly just curious if you guys had heard of these awful things that are apparently a thing.
Okay.
Like eating vegetables?
No. Okay. So like the first one on the list was
kale? Sorry. I'll be quiet now. I'll just wiggle my slazzle.
Anyways, like the first one on the list was like people taking pictures to show that they have a gap.
The thigh gap.
In their thighs. Which physically, you have to be built a certain way.
Yeah,
to
that
have
never
a gap.
Made sense to me.
So most of these people that are doing this are at extremely unhealthy levels of thinness, like losing muscle mass and stuff you shouldn't do.
I've seen like Chive, Jesse, as you know, loves their thigh gap.
Oh yeah,
galleries. And I've been through and there are some attractive women who have a thigh gap. I don't see the importance of it.
Yeah, it's like unless your hips are set a certain way, you're not going to have one.
Plus, right. I don't get the appeal of
it. Yeah, it's disturbing.
I mean, the Triforce.
Because some people, I guess, think that it's supposed to show off like how lean they are. And like how, you know, little fat there is, but like even if you are just stupid skinny, there's a possibility that you won't have one just because of
muscle on your leg.
I mean, even when I was a size 3, I didn't have a gap.
I've seen like women that would
I don't look.
You don't get the mirror down and just kind of like, you know.
I don't think about that. I'm worried about like looking cuter than looking to see if I have a thigh gap because that doesn't mean anything. I probably don't, but if I did, I wouldn't care because I got some like muscular quads.
It's Chun-Li over here.
Mm-hmm. I've seen girls that like I would label as thick with thigh gaps.
Yeah.
And that's just because of the way their hips are shaped as far as that goes. But yeah, it's people purposely trying to make a thigh gap.
Yeah, people have gotten hurt doing that.
And it's disturbing.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then following suit with that is the ab crack, which is kind of the same thing, that you have your line of abs, but yet you have so little muscle mass that there's an indentation going down the center of your body in between the abs. But there's people showing this off that they have it.
I don't think I've ever actually seen a picture of that. I'm going to look that up.
It's real gross.
What was it called?
An ab crack.
I just want abs. I just want my abs to show.
Yeah.
There are some times.
It's like you literally basically have like a crevice running down the center of your body in between your abs.
Like the anime line. Liz, I always have that.
Kind of, but like deep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking
about.
It's
gross.
Yeah, it's like.
At least I personally find it gross.
Where you have the line going down the middle of your body. Yeah, it's like.
It's not attractive.
Oh, okay. No, I see it.
Like, that's not bad either, but there are some people that take it to extremes.
Yeah.
And
I'm not seeing a single man with it.
And the other one that was very similar to that was the protruding ribs. Like taking pictures and showing that your ribs stick out. Now, my ribs naturally stick out, and it drives me insane.
Can't confirm. Yeah. She's always hated that.
Because, especially, when I had a flat stomach, it didn't bother me as much. But now that I have a tummy, It's like, okay, I got boob curves, I have rib sticking out, and then a tummy curve. And it looks weird.
Have boob curves, rib sticking out, and a tummy curve. I think you look fine.
I know, but it still irritates me.
At one point, especially when we worked out, me, you, and Bob, mm-hmm. when we worked out all the time, I would look in the mirror shirtless and go, oh, am I getting abs? It was just shadows.
It's so hard.
It tricked me. But my stomach is rock hard.
Yeah, no, mine is
like,
too.
I don't get that.
It's like, if I tighten it up, it's got it there. I just have a layer of fat over top of it.
My stomach in general is just rock hard. Bob's very squishy, but when he hardens up, he hardens up. He's a metapod.
Yeah. When I flex, he uses hard. You can almost see my top ones because lower abs are like a bitch to get. But like, you can kind of, like, if you like, get the light right, kind of see my top abs. And I do abs a lot. Like, they're just really hard to fucking get.
You know, at the last show, the last CCW show, Megan was wrestling, and she wore like a crop top.
Yeah,
and
I love that crop top.
Oh my God. And then I saw a picture of it, and because I'm backstage most of the time, so I don't get to see it. But then I saw a picture, and I posted, I was like, Jesus Christ, those abs.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
She looks great.
She
yeah.
does look great. Stop it.
What?
And I also think, like, you need to think about Jason's wife that way.
Isn't it harder
you can.
For
I guess I can.
You can, it's fine. It's cute when you do it.
Isn't it also harder for, like, my understanding anyway is that it's also harder for women to get like visible abs like that because of the way like women store fat is different than how men store fat.
Because if we don't have a certain amount of fat, we don't function properly.
Right. And it's even like in how it's layered. Yeah.
And then when you get bloated when you're on your period.
Another thing me and Jesse avoided.
Yeah.
And now you can't even take birth control for it.
Yep, I know.
Full circle.
Wow, yeah.
Well, they still can for now. Just maybe not in the future.
You're going to have to go to different states to get it.
It's
like abortions.
I'm going to have to fucking go to Illinois now.
Yeah. What else you got?
Waist trimming is another one, which is blaming a lot on the Kardashians, taking pictures of them in the old-fashioned style corsets.
Oh, with the skinny waist and the big booty and hips.
Which, I mean, your organs only go so far before they stop functioning properly, which is why they went back to the old Victorian fashion and realized why corsets are bad.
And then then your guts squish out through your stomach.
Uh-huh.
Trust me.
Also, yeah. There's a trend going here. Like, people, a lot of these things aren't achievable.
Women. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you have to have, like, the ab crack. I was looking that up. That has to do with, like, how your musculature is.
Yes.
And everybody's is different.
Yeah. Why don't we go towards the, like, African necks? You know what I'm talking
about?
Where they put the rings in. Yeah. Let's just do that, too, while we're at it. Let's just, well, I don't want to criticize them. That's
mostly
a culture thing.
That's a culture thing.
This is
it's more of America, because if you look,
few of these are also, there's a big one in China I was going
to
do next.
No, there is other countries, but like, I've seen posts like where they take a girl and they Photoshop her in their country of what they find beautiful, and it's like different in all countries.
Yep.
America's really bad about it, though.
America's bad about body image.
Yes.
Really bad. But I mean, other countries are bad about it, too. I'm pretty sure it's an American meme, but it's about Americans, where it shows like this really hot girl sitting on a bench and she's like in a thong bikini and her ass is sticking out and it's super attractive. And then next to that, it says like in Brazil. And then the next one says in America. And it's like this 300-pound woman at McDonald's. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And like, I think America has the
ancient meme.
Doesn't America have the worst obesity problem in the world?
I'm pretty sure. So.
Which is probably tied also to the fact that there's a fucking fast food restaurant every 2 feet, which is also tied to the fact that if you try to eat healthy, you're going to spend so much fucking
money. You only
you
think
can't
that, though,
it.
Because fast food is so cheap.
That's true. We've been eating healthy.
But some fast food isn't that cheap, though.
No, it's not. Some fast food's expensive as shit.
Some of it, but all of them have the dollar menu where you can stock up or the $5 lunchbox and shit.
Yeah.
So,
the $5 lunchboxes.
See, like, so you're thinking that because you're used to spending that much money on junk food.
On what?
On junk food.
I thought you said drunk food.
It is drunk food, too, though. Like, that's the point. Yeah. I mean, some of it is a little pricey, but like I said, we're so ingrained to thinking, this fast food is so cheap.
Dollar for dinner, $2 for dinner.
Yeah.
You can go to a Taco Bell, get a drink, some chips, and like three different tacos or burritos for $5. Or like last night we had, not last night, we had Marco's. Fuck us. The night before that though, we had like lemon chicken with roasted vegetables and me and Allie split the cost. And it equaled up to probably about $25 to $30 for one night.
That's gotta be a fancy meal though.
Yeah. Not really.
I make chicken at home all the time, and it's not that expensive if you buy, like, just chicken and make it at home.
Well, that's what we do, but we also only go get food the night of. We're like, what should we have tonight? Let's go get some chicken. And then we go get the chicken.
And I mean, it's
definitely.
If you
just want to eat healthy, you guys need to start going to Aldi's and getting your vegetables and stuff.
Yeah, their fruit and stuff is so cheap. It's like 15 cents a pound for bananas.
It's all rice for me from this point on.
I mean, that's also not good for you. But
well, I'll put some sauce on it.
Hot sauce. It absolutely is cheaper to eat like shit. Like that's just.
Do you want to get the chicken and roasted vegetables for $30, or do you want to get the XL extra cheese pizza from Marco's for $10?
Okay, but everyone loves pizza, so you gotta have your cheat days.
But pizza is the best thing you can eat because you've got your grains, you got your vegetables,
well,
you got your dairy,
a roll
and
of
meat.
Paper towels on it to get the grease off. And then don't get me wrong, I love pizza.
Grease is the less known fifth food group.
Grease also isn't that bad for you. We're going back here. It's the sugar. The sugar is what kills you.
Then why does the grease make me feel sick? Because I love Long John Silver's, but I can't eat there without feeling sick afterwards.
Well, you don't go to our Long John Silver's.
The oil they cook that shit in is what kills you there.
Probably because of your lady parts.
Probably.
Yeah.
Cause especially like, especially our Long John Silver's.
Well, don't worry. You got a Captain D's coming soon.
Mm. That's true.
And we're going to leave on that optimistic note.
But I wanted the one last really disturbing one.
Go ahead.
Oh, and I wanted to say one thing.
So this is one of the things that's trending in China that females take pictures of themselves holding a piece of computer paper up against their stomachs to prove that their waist is 8.5 inches or smaller. That their waist is the same width as a piece of computer paper or smaller.
Vertically or
like
horizontally?
Like,
okay.
Long ways.
What happened to, remember that one thing that was going around, Jesse, on Reddit of the, what was it, the nipple spoon challenge?
That's a better challenge.
Oh my
That's
God.
A way better
oh, if
challenge.
If you can balance a spoon on your nipple?
Yeah.
If you can get, if you can not. Get spoons to hang from your nipples.
Like that's much, that seems
well,
much
Well, do you have
cuter.
To like, can I like arch my back and lean back?
You mean just lay on the ground and put the spoons
no,
on your breast?
Now, I'm not going to say that I studied these that
Photoshop
closely.
And then Photoshop it so it looks like
Jesse's like a
hot dog, I win. I'm sorry.
But Jesse's like a private investigator on these.
But I will say, Mandy, that there would have been company that succeeded in the challenge. What I'm saying is you wouldn't be the smallest person going for the challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying Lindsay would win.
What?
There were straight up like
you're trying to help me.
I remember when you first found it trying to get me to do it, and I told you no.
I'm gonna go
I don't
home
recall
and try
that.
This now.
Well, go
Is
to Reddit.
Is it like teaspoons, tablespoons, measuring cup spoons?
Whatever spoons you want.
Plastic
people,
spoons?
There was one person that straight up taped like those wooden spoons to her.
Now, the biggest thing is that you have to take a picture of it and post it so everyone knows.
No, I don't have to.
That's
do that.
The part. Well, no one's going to believe you otherwise.
I don't
exactly.
Believe
picture didn't
me.
Happen.
I didn't say it was for anyone else. And
she just wants to know that she can do it.
Yeah.
This is like that thing that guys go home and measure their penises to see how long they are. Which,
and then they get the depressed.
The depressed.
The depressed.
That's what I'm going to call my penis from now on. Who's ready to see the depressed?
Oh.
All right, Mandy, what do you want to say before we get out of here?
I just wanted to say shout out to my friends Dusty and Sean because they started listening.
Oh,
so
cool.
So they've been on the Podzilla train, so welcome to the team.
Choo-choo. It's a gravy train with biscuit wheels. We're the unstoppable juggernaut of the podcasting industry.
I'm fine.
By the way, next week's our last week. We can't afford to keep the show going. Times is tough.
Not unless I get in. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Well, no, I want to know.
I was going to say, not unless I get enough people asking about spoon pictures, but I would not post it anyway.
That's the calendar. That's the Podzilla calendar. It's all, everyone on the cast takes the picture.
If we can get up to $200 on Patreon,
no!
Mandy will
post. No!
We can Photoshop everything around it. I mean, $200, but I get the $200.
You get the first $200.
Okay.
Photoshop her face.
Mandy's down.
I sent a girl a long time ago. I sent her a picture of a penis. Yeah, and she was like, "Wow, I can't believe you sent that." And I was like, "Don't worry, it's not mine. You just said you wanted a dick pic. I didn't say whose dick it was."
That's like when girls do the knee thing for boob pictures to fool guys.
You're terrible people. And then again, any guy that's just like, "Hey, send me them tits,"
yeah,
probably deserves it. All right, we're gonna get out of here. Thank you to what's their names again? Dustin and
Dusty and Sean.
Dusty and Sean for listening. We appreciate that. We really do. We love the support. I hope you guys enjoy the show. We'll be back on Sunday for Nerd Up morning show because Elimination Chamber is that night. Mm-hmm. We also have Cape Championship Wrestling tomorrow. If you guys haven't already, if you can't buy tickets online, but you still get them at the door. Come
well,
see
Saturday.
Us.
But they might listen
Shit,
on Friday,
it is Thursday, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday, Also, make sure you come by Gaming Ground Saturday at 1 o'clock. Meet Marco Stunt and Sexy Sarge O'Reilly. It's going to be a good time. Marco. All right, guys, go to Podzilla1985.com. Catch up on the old episodes. Dusty.
You know what? It's fine. I don't even care. He pissed me off today. Sean, though. Sean's
good.
Winner.
Sean, go to Podzilla1985.com and catch up on the old episodes. Talk to Zane Laney. He'll fill you in on everything. head over to Patreon.com/Podzilla1985 if you would like to give us money. And apparently now at $200, Mandy's taking boob spoon pictures. That's a great incentive. I think that's wonderful. We were looking for new ideas. And then, of course, Facebook.com/Podzilla1985 if you want to talk to us. We'll see you Sunday. Have a great weekend and get that money in.
You just got real
thousand.
Loud.
Well, I'm excited.
Give me $1,000 and we'll get you a calendar.
What does he get for $1,000?
A calendar.
It was spoon boobs for $200.
A right. Cal- no,
no, I don't want to talk about
calendar.
It.
I was going to say, for $1,000, Lindsay, will you also participate?
And we'll make a calendar.
I am making no promises.
For $5,000, maybe we can get the hat trick.
We'll
call it the Girls of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll get authentic Pennsylvanian spoons.
No, they're going to give us $5,000.
So you're saying next time I go home, I have to steal some of my mom's spoons.
And when she says why, I say, well, here's the idea we had.
No.
Bye.
No. Good night, everybody.